Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
I thought she was passing my information to you.
And just inform you,
ma'am,
I'm the supervisor here. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
381-103.
I'm sorry?
38103.
38103. Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Caperton.
All right. Well, I'm going to locate that account, please. All right. And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
She says it's 275 Jefferson. That's my office number, my office address.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to look at the account for Bite Hugs. And the account is canceled. And you want to, and how can I help you? I'm sorry.
I called once before, and this is what you told me, and I'm getting hit again, and I haven't gone back in my account. Have you hit this more than once?
Let's see.
And I've reported this fraud before, and I'm becoming irritated.
Who did you report as fraud to before?
I called the same number that I called that's right here on my bank account information.
Okay. Let's see. Now, it's nothing we can do as far as the card. Looks like you're enrolled in a sleep state where you pay $1 or $5. And you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, a Dyson vacuum.
I'm having a hard time. Would you say that one more time?
Looks like you're enrolled in a sleep state where you pay $1 to $5. And you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or a Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a meal planning app.
The what app?
You also enroll in a meal planning app, which is like $40-some.
I don't know anything about any of this. I didn't enroll in anything that I know of.
All right. Well, that's what I'm showing. I mean, everything matches, and I mean, we won't be able to do anything. The system won't allow us to refund.
I don't do anything. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Or you understand you're dealing with a lawyer.
Okay, sir. But I mean, you have to be mindful of what you agree with.
I didn't agree to any of this.
So you're saying this is fraud? You never ordered this, correct?
I never ordered any of this. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. And this is what I told you all 2 months ago. And you took one off and then apparently have gone back to debiting my account.
All right, well, tell me one moment, please. Let me double check something. All right, yeah. So there won't be nothing we can do about that besides close out the account.
Well, you can credit this back to my account. This was never supposed to be there.
All right. Well, sir, showing as a verified purchase and the system won't allow us a refund. And I'm sorry.
I'm not sure what you just said.
I'm sorry.
I didn't understand what you just said. I'm sorry, this thing's it sounds kind of muffled, so I'm having a hard time understanding you.
I stated that the only thing that the system will allow us to do is counsel.
And just keep my $60? That I didn't order, I didn't ask for, I don't know what it even is.
Okay.
That's not really a good idea.
I mean, you may want to check with someone in your household to see if anyone else could have purchased it.
No, I know nobody. Nobody that I know of purchased it.
Okay, well, yeah. You may have to check with someone because I'm sure I verify purchase.
I am checking with someone. I am the only person. I'm not married. I do not have children. Nobody is authorized on my account but me.
And I do understand that, sir, but the system won't allow us to do anything but counsel, and I apologize about that.
All right. I need to know the name of your company so that I can report that.
Contest entry.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Contest entry.
Purchase entry.
Contest.
Contest. ENTR. Purchase entry contest.
Contest entry.
Contest entry.
Correct.
That's the name of the company, is Contest Entry?
Yes, sir.
What was purchased?
So it looks like they paid $1 to $5 and selected items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, a Dyson vacuum, and also enroll in a meal planning app, which is about $40-some. So like it's an app that gives you information about meals to help cut sugar and carb cravings.
I never signed up for any such thing. Can you give me the number of the company? Because apparently you're just collecting for the company.
It's the only number that we have.
The number that I'm calling right now is the only number you have. You don't know where this company is. You're debiting my account on something that someone says somewhere. Do you get why that is a little distressing?
Well, I apologize about the misunderstanding, sir.
You don't need to apologize. I just don't. I'm trying to understand who the company is that I need to go to about a refund.
Okay.
Is Contest Entry a company?
Contest Entry is a company, sir. That's the name I give you.
Okay.
Yes, it's a company.
And where are they located?
We're in California.
Okay. And is that who you work for?
Yes.
Contest Entry.
Correct.
Okay. And where's their home office in California's big state?
What was your question?
What city is Contest Entries headquarters?
Santa Ana, California.
Santa Ana?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for them?
No, I do not.
I will investigate further.
Right.
You need to cancel this, and you ought to refund this money. Because you are
representing. It is canceled, and I apologize about the misunderstanding. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Apparently not.
All right. Well,
thank
you
you
for
very
calling
much.
customer support. You have a great day.